This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
There was a time when macho guys would not get caught dead drinking a rosé. Well, there may be a few holdouts, but when it comes to today's rosés, I have nothing to offer but praise. Why you should think pink after this. If you have a thirst for wine knowledge, be it trivia or the latest trends, there's a website that's overflowing with content that we've created just for you. It's GrapeEncounters.com, where you'll find literally hundreds upon hundreds of stories and interviews covering almost every topic imaginable. From the world's most colorful and renowned winemakers to unforgettable wine adventures, there's something for every wine lover at GrapeEncounters.com. Go ahead, log on, uncork, pour, swirl, and sip. There was a time when White Zinfandel or Matus was what we thought of as a rosé. But it's a whole new world today, as true rosés are one of the fastest growing wine categories. From sweet to semi-sweet to slightly sweet to bone dry, there are nearly an endless number of rosés to choose from. The rosé gets its pink hue from the skins that are briefly kept in contact with the juice. This gives the rosé a hint of red wine characteristics without the high tannins of bold reds. And if you think that pink is just for girls, you couldn't be more wrong. Rosés can be substantial, elegant, and delicate at the same time, so don't let the color fool you. Sparkling rosés are particularly delicious, but then sparkling wines and champagne as a whole are also huge sellers today. Cava from Spain, Prosecco from Italy, sparklers from California and New York, and of course good old champagne from Champagne get better all the time, and you'll find lots to love for very little money. Macho or not, it's safe to say that rosé is here to stay. I'm David Wilson, Uncorked.